Sri Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam, Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls, Positive and Progressive Immortality. Chapter 9. Sri Sri Bhagavad Vachanamritam, Words of Nectar from the Supreme Lord. Sri Krishnangri Prapannanam, Krishna Premeka Kankshinam, Sarvarti Agyana Hrit Sarva, Bishta Seva Sukapradam, Prana Sanjeevanam Sakshad, Bhagavad Vachanamritam, Sri Bhagavata Gitadi, Shastra Chang Krihyatetrahi. Herein collected from the holy scriptures, headed by Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, are words of nectar, directly from the lotus mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the nectar to vanquish all sorrow and darkness for the souls surrendered to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, and also for those aspiring for exclusive love for Krishna. It nourishes the lives of the devotees, pleasing their hearts by fulfilling all their cherished desires for devotional service. Sri Bhagavata Prapana Klesha Haritvam Vam Prapannosmi Sharanam Deva Devam Janardhanam Iti Ya Sharanam Praptas Tam Kleshad Uddharami Aham. Introduction. The Supreme Lord dispels the suffering of a surrendered soul. Verse from Sri Narasimha Purana. I deliver from all suffering one who accepts my shelter, saying, O God of Gods, O Supreme Refuge, I am surrendered unto you. Tasya sakrat eva prapannaya sadabhaya dhatritvam sakrat eva prapannoyas tavasmiti cha yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai tadami etad vratam mama. Introduction. If one seeks refuge in him just once, he awards fearlessness to that person forever. Verse from Sri Ramayana. It is my pledge that if anyone just once sincerely petitions me for shelter, saying, I am yours, then I grant him courage for all time to come. Such as sadhunam paritrana karta paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstha panarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Introduction. He is the savior of the saints. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I appear in every age to deliver the saintly devotees, to vanquish the sinful miscreants, and to firmly establish true religion. Tasya prarthana rupa faladatritvam ya yata mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajami aham mama vartman vartante manusya partha sarvasha. Introduction. He bestows whatever fruit he is petitioned for. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. O Partha, however a person worships me, I am correspondingly attainable by him. Certainly, all men follow my path. They follow that path which is revealed by me. Bahudeva Yajinam Sri Krishne Taradevata Prapatir Boga Basanti Mulaiva Kamaistais Tairhita Jnana Prapadyante Anya Devata Tam Tam Nemam Ashtaya Prakritya Neta Svaya. Introduction. Motivation for sense gratification is the only reason that the worshippers of the many demigods surrender to those gods instead of Lord Krishna. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Persons whose good sense is perverted by some material desire become preoccupied with that desire, and thus they adopt the appropriate rules and regulations to worship other gods. Tad sarvesh varesh varatva jnanam eva karminam bahuteva yajane karanam aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhur eva cha natu mam abhijananti tatve natas chevanti te. Introduction. The elevationists worship many gods due to their ignorance of Sri Krishna's position as the Supreme God of all gods. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I alone am the enjoyer and the lord of all sacrifices. Those who worship the demigods, considering them to be independent of me, are known as superficial worshippers, pratikopashaka. They do not understand my factual position, and thus, due to their fallacious worship, they deviate from the truth. When they worship as my expansions, the demigods headed by the sun god, they may ultimately gain an auspicious result. Tatra durmati duskriti mudata rupo maya prabhava eva karanam namam duskritino muda prapadyante naradama mayaya paharta jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. Introduction. The cause of such stunted intelligence, evil propensities and foolishness, the power of illusion, maya. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Being merged in maya, foolish and fallen men, dedicated to evil deeds, resort to the demoniac mentality and do not surrender to me. Dvandvatita sukriti man eva Sri Krishna bhajanadikari yesam tau antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrita. Introduction. Only the virtuous soul who rejects both mundane happiness and unhappiness is qualified to worship Lord Krishna. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Those virtuous persons whose sins have been destroyed are liberated from illusory happiness and unhappiness, and they worship me with firm resolve. Sri Krishna Prapatir Eva Maya Tarano Payunanya Devihi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Durutyaya Mam Eva Ye Prapadhyante Mayam Etam Tarantite. Introduction. Surrender to Sri Krishna is the only method of overcoming Maya. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This trimodal deluding energy, Maya, of mine is practically insurmountable. Only those who surrender unto me can overcome it. Sri Krishna Prapatir Eva Shuddha Jnana Phalam Iti Anubhavithur Mahatmana Sudur Labhatvam Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvam Iti Sa Mahatma Sudur Labaha. Introduction. Absolute surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna is a purpose of knowledge, Jnan. The great soul who realizes this truth is exceedingly rare. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Having passed through many lifetimes of assiduous spiritual practices by the influence of Sadhu Sangha, the association of saints, one attains to knowledge of my identity and thus surrenders utterly unto me. Thereafter, he reaches me and realizes that everything without exception is related to Vasudeva, and thus everything that be is of the nature of Vasudeva. Such a great soul is exceedingly rare. Labdachit Swarupashaiva Sri Krishne Parabhaktihi Atasa Nirguna Eva Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma Nasochati Nakankshati Samasarvesu Bhutesu Mad Bhaktam Labate Param. Introduction. A person who has realized his constitutional spiritual nature engages in transcendental devotional service unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Therefore, such devotion is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. By knowledge of the non-differentiated absolute truth, one can achieve self-satisfaction, freedom from lamentation and hankering, and perceive the equality in all beings. And above this, he engages in transcendental devotional service unto me. Akila Rasamrita Murtihi Sri Krishna Eva Jnani Gana Mrigya Turiya Brahmano Moolashraya Brahmano Hi Pratishtaham Amritasya Yayasya Cha Sashvatasya Cha Dharmasya Sukasya Kantikasya Cha. Introduction. Sri Krishna, the embodiment of the entire compass of divine mellows, is the absolute source of the undifferentiated Brahman that the liberationists desire to merge into as a fourth state of the soul. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Transcendental to the modes of nature as the axiomatic truth, replete with divine variegatedness of holy name, form, nature, associates and pastimes, I alone am the mainstay and fountainhead of Brahman, the ultimate destination of the liberationist jnanis. Immortality, immutability, eternality, the eternal sustenance of divine love, and the ultimate ecstasy of the divine mellows of Vrindavan, Vrajaras, all these are supported by me, the transcendental, variegated, axiomatic reality, Krishna. Upanishad Purushasya Sri Krishnas Eva Yogi Janamrigyam Nikilachid Achin Nyantritvam Sarvasya Chaham Hriday Sannivishto Matahas Smritir Jnanam Apohanancha Vedascha Sarver Ahameva Vedyo Vedanta Kridveda Vidyeva Chaham. Introduction. Encompassing the aggregate individuality and collectivity, the absolute autocracy over both the material and the spiritual planes, is held by Sri Krishna alone, the supreme male-dominating principle as corroborated in the Upanishads, and he is the objective sought after by the yogis. Verse by Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I am situated as a supreme lord within the hearts of all souls, as a result of a soul's worldly deeds, his remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness arise from me alone. Thus, I am not only Brahman, the absolute spirit that pervades the universe, but above that, I am the super soul present in the hearts of the living beings, who dispenses the results of their attempts, and even above my worshipable aspects of Brahman and Paramatma, I am the guru of all souls, the eternal dispenser of their good fortune. I am Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, to be known by all the Vedas. I am the creator and perfect knower of all the axiomatic conclusions of the Vedas, Vedanta. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Eva Gantavyam Tacha Jnaninam Anavriti Karakam Yoginam Adi Kaitanya Swarupam Karmenancha Karma Phala Vidayakam Tathapadam Tat Parimargitavyam Yasmin Gatana Nivartanti Bhuya Tam Eva Chadyam Purusham Prabhadye Yata Pravartihi Prashrita Purani. Introduction. The desired goal is the supreme, divine lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, who is the ordainer of ultimate emancipation for the liberationist, jnanis, the supreme lord of the meditationist, yogis, and the rewarder of the elevationist, karmis. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Thus, one should search out that supreme goal of no return, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. I surrender unto him, the original person, from whom the perpetual material world has extended. Avidya Nirmukta Sampurna Gya Eva Leela Purushottamam Sri Krishnam Eva Nikila Bhaver Bhajante Yo Mam Evam Ashamudo Janati Purushottamam Sa Sarvavad Bhajati Mam Sarva Bhavena Bharata. Introduction. Those liberated from ignorance and endowed with full-fledged knowledge render service in all devotional mellows, headed by consorthood, Madhura Rasa, unto Sri Krishna, the supreme hero of divine pastimes, Leela Purushottama. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. O Bharata, one who was liberated from illusion and thus knows me alone as a supreme personality, such a full-fledged savant serves me in all respects, mellows. Karma Jnana Dhyana Yoginam Api Tat Tad Bhavam Tyaktva E Machit Shakti Gata Shraddham Ashritya Bhajanteta Eva Sarva Shrestha Yoginam Api Sarvesham Mad Gatenan Taratmana Shraddhavan Bhajate Yo Mam Same Yuktatamo Mataha. Introduction. Of all yogis who follow the paths based on action, knowledge, and meditation, karma, jnana, dhyan, the topmost are those who abandon their respective attitudes in order to take refuge in their heart's faith in my personal potency, Swarup Shakti, and thus engage in my pure devotional service. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In my opinion, of all types of yogis, The most elevated of all is he who surrenders his heart to me and serves me in devotion with sincere internal faith. Nirvachinna prema bhakti yajino madparshada eva paramashrestaha mai aveshya manoyamam nitya yukta upashate shraddaya pariyopitash teme yuktatama mataha. Introduction. My associates who serve me in uninterrupted loving devotion are the most superior. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Dedicating his whole life to devotional service with unalloyed faith, one who absorbs his heart in me is definitely the highest of all devotees. Sri Krishna Svayam Rupatvam Sarvamshitvam Sarvashrayatvam Chid Vilasa Mayatvancha Mataha Parattaram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya Mayi Sarvam Idam Protam Sutre Mani Gana Eva. Introduction. The original form of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the origin of all incarnations, the ultimate refuge, and the enjoyer of dynamic divinity. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. O Dhananjaya, there is none superior to me. Everything that be is linked with me in my Vishnu form, like gems strung on a thread. Vayam rupasya tvarupa shakti pravartanam ashritya raga bhajanam eva parama panditiyam aham sarvasya prabhavo adha sarvam pravartate yati matva bhajante mam bhuda bhava samanvata. Introduction. The ultimate sagacity is in raga bhajan, spontaneous devotion, headed by servitude unto Sri Radhika, under the impetus of the personal potency of the original Lord, who is beauty's own self. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Know me as a source of everything that be, spiritual or material. Understanding this, the truly intelligent souls give their hearts to me. They engage in my pure devotional service. As soon as persons with a propensity for service and love, Bhava Bhajan, realize the original form of Godhead, Svayam Rupa, to be the fountainhead of all currents of worship and devotion, then, in the mellow of divine consorthood, Madhura Rasa, they will necessarily feel deep loyalty to intimately follow the impetus of full-blown service, this impetus being the Lord's personal potency, Swarup Shakti, or the female embodiment of Acme in devotion, Mahabhava Swarupa. In this way, they attain to the servitude of Srimati Radharani, Sri Radha Dasya. The purport is that the potency of Sri Krishna is also the inauguratress of worship and devotion unto him, and to engage in pure devotional service, always in the shelter of such a conception, in pure heart's devotion, constitutes servitude to the Guru for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or Sri Radha Dasya in Madhura Rasa. Mad Arpita Prana Mad Ashrita Parasparam Saha Yena Mad Alapana Prasada Ramanadi Sukam Nityam Eva Labante Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam Katayantascha Mamnityam Tushyanticha Ramanticha. Introduction. My male or female servitors who have dedicated their entire lives to me and taken full shelter in me, mutually assist one another in a manner befitting the respective internal devotional aptitudes. They eternally relish conversing about me, the satisfaction of serving me, and the nectar of devotion culminating in my divine consorthood. These are the symptoms of these exclusive devotees. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. With heart and soul dedicated unto me, they constantly exchange their devotional ecstasies while conversing about me. By such hearing and chanting, in the stage of practice, sadhana, they enjoy the happiness of devotion, and in the stage of perfection, sadhya, that is, in the achievement of divine love, prema, they relish up to the mellow of my intimate relationship in divine consorthood, in the free spontaneity of raja. Bhava seveva Bhagavad Vashikarane Samartha Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tat Aham Bhakti Upahritam Ashnami Prayatatmana. Introduction. Only loving service, Bhava Seva, can subjugate the Supreme Lord. Verse from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Whatever the pure-hearted devotees lovingly offer unto me, such as tulasi leaf, flower, fruit and water, I accept with heartfelt affection. Krishnaika bhajanashilasya tat prabhavena vidiyamanani abhadrani duracharavad drishtani api turabhishyandi mulakavanna garhaniyani apicha svarupatastad eka bhajanasya paramadbhuta mahatmiyatsaha saudareva apichat suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak saudur evasa mantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha. Introduction. By the potency of the purging effect of devotion for Krishna, glaring inauspicious traits may arise in the character of a person who is exclusively devoted to the service of the Lord. Although such faults may seem to be abominable, they are not condemnable as born of evil motivations, as in a non-devotee. On the contrary, due to the natural, marvelous, pristine glory of his exclusive devotion, Ananya Bhajan, that devotee is to be known as a true saint. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. If a person serves me with heart, exclusively devoted, even if his practices are abominable, he is to be revered as a true saint, sadhu, because his life resolve is perfect in all respects. Shodhana prakriya jata mala nisaranasya malina vastunaha svabhavika mala vichuranena sahana kadapi ekatvam tadrik bhakta shipram shudyati na kadapi nashyatiti paramashvasa pradatvam shipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantam nigachati kaunteya prati janahi name bhakta pranashyati. Introduction. The supreme assurance, the purging of dirt by a process of purification, and the natural emanation of dirt from a contaminated thing can never be won. Such a devotee is swiftly purified, he is never lost. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. O son of Kunti, it is my promise that a soul who adopts exclusive devotion unto me will definitely never fail, despite the initial purging and sudden appearance of his defects. Such anomalies are rapidly dispelled by his continuous remembrance of me in repentance for the impediments to his service. He becomes impeccably devout in the soul's natural constitutional behavior, and as a result of his devotion, he attains supreme relief from the bondage of both sinfulness and piety. Gani bhuta vishuddha sattva murtam ashritya tamasa prakrityopi paramam gatam labante mamhi partha vyapashritya yapi syu papa yonaya striyo vaishyas tata sudras tapi yanti param gatam. Introduction. By taking shelter of Sri Krishna, the embodiment of unadulterated, concentrated pure goodness, even the most depraved reach the supreme destination. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. O Partha, by expressly taking refuge in exclusive devotion for me, even low-born barbarous peoples that subsist on cow's flesh, corrupt women such as prostitutes, and humans of lower order such as the merchants and laborers, they all swiftly reach the supreme destination. Nothing can impede those who take shelter in devotion unto me. Baddha jivanam prakriti yantri tatvam ishvaras yobaya niyamakatvancha ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. Introduction. The conditioned souls are enslaved by material nature, but the Lord is the controller of both nature and the living beings. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. O Arjuna, I am situated in the hearts of all souls as a super soul, the Lord and Master of all souls. For every endeavor of the living beings in this world, the Lord, my plenary expansion, the super soul, awards an appropriate result. As an object mounted on a wheel is caused to revolve, The living beings are caused to revolve in the universe by the almighty power of the Lord. Incited by Him, your destiny will naturally be affected according to your endeavors. Shuddha jivanam anu chaitanya swarupatvat sashima svatantrataya sad vivaharena paresh ashraye parashantihi tam eva sharanam gacha sarvabhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantam sthanam prapshasi shashvatam. Introduction. The pure spirit souls have finite independence due to their constitutional nature as atomic conscious entities. By proper utilization of that independence, they take shelter of the Supreme Lord and thus attain to the Supreme Peace. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. O Bharata, surrender unto that Lord in all respects. By His grace, you will attain to Supreme Peace and the eternal abode. Bhakta Bandavasya Bhagavata Parama Marmopadeshaha Sarva Guhyatamam Bhuya Shrinu Me Paramam Vachaha Ishtosi Me Dridam Iti Tato Vakshyami Tehitam. Introduction. The most hidden of all hidden treasures of the Lord, the most affectionate advice of the devotee's dear friend. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I have revealed to you my hidden teaching of the non-differentiated absolute and my more hidden teaching of the almighty dominion. Now hear the most hidden of all hidden treasures concerning me, the sweet absolute. Of all the teachings I have imparted within this Gita Shastra, this is the topmost. You are most dear to me, and thus I am explaining this for your best benefit. Parama Madhurya Murte Kama Devasya Kama Sevanu Shilanam Eva Nishitam Sarvottama Falapraptihi Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Mad Yaji Mam Namaskuru Mam Evaishyasi Satyam Te Pratijane Priyosi Me. Introduction. Beyond all doubt, the highest attainment is to serve the supramundane, aprakrita, desires of the sweet absolute Cupid. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Be my devotee, give me your heart, do not think of me as the karma yogis, jnana yogis and dhyana yogis do. Sacrifice your every endeavor for me, the supreme personality of Godhead. It is my vow that without a doubt you will then achieve the servitude of my own self, which is the embodiment of truth, sentience and beauty. Because you are most dear to me, do I reveal this transcendental devotion to you. Nikila dharma dharma vichara parityagena dvayajnana swarupasya sri vrijendra nandanaika vigrahasya pada padma sharanad eva sarva pachanti purvaka sarva sampat praptihi sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayasyami masuchah. Introduction. The only way to gain relief from all adversities, the only way to find the hidden treasure, is to abandon all consideration of religiosity or irreligiosity and surrender unto the lotus feet of the absolute reality, the beautiful Sri Krishna Chandra, the divine son of King Nanda. Verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. To impart knowledge of my all-comprehensive aspect, Brahman, as well as knowledge of my all-permeating aspect, Paramatma, whatever teachings I have given, based in general on the duties of the socio-religious ranks of life, the duty of the mendicant, selflessness, internal and external sense control, meditation, subservience to the dominion of the Almighty. Now, I ask you to summarily dismiss every one of those religiosities and surrender unto me the personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Then I shall deliver you from all sin of this worldly sojourn, as well as any sin incurred by giving up the aforementioned duties or religiosities. There will be no cause for you to lament that your life's mission is unfulfilled. Sri Harer Eva சர்வசத் அசத் ஜெகத் காரணத்துவம் அகம் ஏவாசம் ஏவாகிரே நான் யத் யத் சத் அசத் பரம் பஷாத் அகம் யத் ஏதச்ச யோ வசிஷ்யத சோஷ்மி அகம். இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். ஸ்ரீஹரி இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் க்ரோஸ் அண்ட் சட்டில். வேர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம். Prior to the creation of this universe, only I existed, the gross, the subtle, and even the indefinable, non-differentiated absolute, Brahman. Nothing whatsoever existed separately from me. After the creation, I exist as the aggregate entity, and after the cataclysm, only I shall remain. நிகில சம்பந்தா விதேய பிரயோஜனாத்மக வேத ஜானம் தஸ்மாதேவ ஜானம் மே பரமம் குஹ்யம் யத் விஜ்ஞான சமன்வதம் ச ரகசியம் ததங்கஞ்ச கிரஹாண கதிதம் மயா. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். தி ஆக்ரிகேட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ப்ரொபவுண்டட் பை த வேதாஸ். ரிலேஷன் மீன்ஸ் அண்ட் எண்ட். சம்பந்த அபிதேயா பிரயோஜனா arises from him alone. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. To be merciful upon you, do I teach you the most esoteric knowledge of me, including the realization of my nature and entourage, Sambandha Tattva, the inconceivable mystery of loving devotion or Prema Bhakti, Prayojana Tattva, and its constituent part in the form of devotional practice or Sadhana Bhakti, Abhideya Tattva. Now hear my message attentively and accept what I impart unto you. Sri Krishnatmaka Dharma Mayam Eva Veda Jnanam Tasmat Brahmanadigatam Kalena Nashta Pralaye Vaniyam Veda Samyita Mayadav Brahmane Prokta Dharmo Yasya Mad Atmakaha. Introduction. The teaching of eternal religion, non-different from Sri Krishna, is received from Sri Krishna by Lord Brahma. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. The message of the Vedas is eternal religion, non-different from me. When, in the course of time, those eternal teachings disappeared from view with the universal cataclysm, I imparted them to Lord Brahma at the dawning of a new creation. Paramananda Swarupa ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாப்தர் ஏவ சர்வ ஸ்ரேஷ்ட சுக பிராப்திஹி மயி அர்பிதாத்மன சப்ய நிரபேக்ஷஸ்ய சர்வதஹ மயாத்மனா சுகம் யத்தத் குடஸ்யாத் விஷயாத்மனாம். இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். தி அல்டிமேட் ஹாப்பினஸ் இஸ் தி அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் த சர்வஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணா ஹூ வாஸ் டிவைன் எக்ஸ்டசி பர்சானிஃபைட். வேர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம். மை டியர் சைன்ஸ், வேர் கேன் தி மெட்டீரியலிஸ்ட் find the happiness that I, the embodiment of divine ecstasy, bestow within the hearts of those who offer life and soul unto me, and who have thus become indifferent to all else? Karma yogadi labhyam phalam vanchati chad prapnoti eva krishna bhaktah yat karma bar yat tapasa jnana vairagyatashyat yogena dana dharmena ஸ்ரேயோபிர் இதரேர் அபி சர்வம் மத் பக்தி யோகேன மத் பக்தோ லபதேஞ்சசா ஸ்வர்கா பவர்க்கம் மத்தாமா கதஞ்சித் யதி வாஞ்சதி. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். வென் அ டிவோட்டி டிசையர்ஸ் எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் விச் இஸ் அட்டைனபிள் பை த பிராக்டிஷனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரிலிஜியாசிட்டி பேஸ்ட் ஆன் கர்ம கியான் அண்ட் யோகா, ஆல் ஹிஸ் ரிக்வயர்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் சம்மரலி அச்சீவ்ட். வேர்ஸ் from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. By engaging in devotional service, my devotee effortlessly attains anything and everything attainable in this world by virtuous practices such as duty, austerity, learning, detachment, meditation, charity or religiosity. Even residence in Vaikuntha Loka is his for the asking, to say nothing of the attainment of heaven or liberation. ஐகாந்திகா தியமானம் அபி கைவல்யாதிகம் ந வாஞ்சந்தி ந கிஞ்சித் சாதவோ தீரா பக்தாஹி ஏகாந்தினோ மம வாஞ்சந்தி அபி மயா தத்தம் கைவல்யம் அபுனர்பவம் Introduction. The exclusive devotees never aspire for liberation, headed by emancipation in the absolute, even if it is offered to them. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Even if I desire to award it to them, my sagacious, saintly, exclusive devotees will never accept the ultimate emancipation of oneness in Brahman. Kaivalyachraya shalokyadikam apinechanti matsevaya pratitam te shalokyadi chatustayam nechanti sevaya purna kutoniyat kala viplutam. Introduction. Nor do they aspire for even positive liberation, beginning with residence in the Lord's abode, which is infinitely superior to ultimate emancipation of oneness in Brahman. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. When my dedicated pure devotee never accepts any of the four kinds of positive liberation, shalokya, etc., even if they avail themselves to him by dint of his service unto me, then why will he ever wish for materialistic enjoyment and ultimate emancipation in Brahman, Sayujya Mukti, which are very swiftly vanquished by the march of time? By Sayujya Mukti, the soul's eternal status falls into the jaws of death. Thus, sense enjoyment and monastic liberation hold no permanence. Prabala Bhaktareva Bhagavad Vashikarna Samartha Nahi Yoga Jnanadayaha Na Sadhyati Mam Yogo Na Shankyam Dharma Uddhava Na Swadhyayas Tapastyago Yata Bhaktir Mamorjita. Introduction. Only intense devotion can subjugate the Supreme Lord. Meditation, knowledge, etc. cannot. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Uddhava, pursued such as eight-step yoga, knowledge of oneself as one with Brahman, Brahmanical religiosity and Vedic study, all kinds of austerity, selflessness in asceticism, none of these can bind me as intense devotion does. Krishna Bhakti Shvapakan Api Jadma Doshat Punati Bhaktiaham Ekaya Grahya Shraddhayatma Priyasatam Bhaktihi Punati Mannishta Shvapakan Api Sambhavat. Introduction. Krishna Bhakti delivers even barbarous outcasts from the contamination of their low birth. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. I, who am dear to the sadhus, can be reached only by devotion born of unalloyed faith. Even a dog flesh-eating outcast who dedicates himself to exclusive devotion for me is delivered from the influence of the wretched circumstances of his birth. Prabala Bhaktir Ajitendriyan Api Vishaya Bhogad Udharati Bhadhyabhanopi Madbhakto Vishir Ajitendriya Praya Pragalbhaya Bhaktya Vishir Nabi Bhuyate. Introduction. Intense devotion delivers even persons of uncontrolled senses from worldly enjoyment. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. A person adopting the path of devotion may suffer the obstacle of his mind loitering somewhat in thoughts of mundanity due to former habits of sensual dalliance. As he cultivates devotion, his service aptitude develops, and the more his boldness to serve increases, the more that materialistic devotee is gradually able to curb his attraction for the mundane. The only cause of failure for such aspirants is a lack of sincerity. Labdha Shuddha Bhakti Bijasya Nirvinasyanubhuta Dukkatmaka Kama Swarupashyapi Tat Tyaga Samartya Garhana Shilasya Tatra Nishkapata Nishtapurvaka Yajita Bhakti Angasya Bhaktasya Shaner Bhagavan Hridyodita San Nikila Vidya Tat Karyani Cha Vidvamshayan Nirvachinna Nijachinmaya Vilasa Dhamai Vavishkaruti Jata Shrado Matkatasu nirvinna sarva karmasu veda dukkhad makan kaman parityagepi anishvarah tato bhajeta mamprita shraddhalur dridar nishchaya yushamanascha than kaman dukkho darkhamsha garhayan proktena bhakti yogena bhajato ma sakran mune kama hridaya nashyanti sarve mayi hridayastate bidyate hridaye granthish chidyante sarva samshaya chiyante chasya karmani mayi drishte kilatmani. Introduction. For one who receives the seed of devotion, who is selfless and penitent, denouncing his inability to abandon mundane enjoyment, despite realizing it to be the embodiment of suffering, and who sincerely gives himself incessantly to all the practices of devotion, in the heart of such a devotee, the Supreme Lord ascends like the rising sun to annihilate all ignorance with its reactions, revealing his divine personality in all its pristine glory. Verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. He who has imbibed heart's faith in the tidings of my name, nature and pastimes, who has become indifferent to all kinds of fruitive work and its rewards, who has learned that all forms of enjoyment of sensual passions ultimately transform into misery, yet he is unable to fully abandon such passions, such a faithful devotee, being determined that his shortcomings will be dispelled by the potency of devotion, gradually comes to abhor those evil passions that enslave him, knowing the havoc they wreak, and he serves me with love. When his objective is pure and sincere, I give him my mercy. In this way, the introspective devotee unceasingly absorbs himself in all the practices of devotional service as enunciated by me, and I, who am situated in the heart of my devotee, strike at the root of all the material urges that infect his heart, reducing them to oblivion. By bringing me, the soul of all souls, into his heart, no evil can remain there. Swiftly is the hard knot of mundane ego severed, all doubts are slashed, and all mundane action is exhausted for that earnestly aspiring devotee. Jnana vairagya dinam kadachit shuddha bhakti badakatvam ato na bhakti angatvam tasman mad bhakti yuktasya yogino vai mad atmana na jnanam nacha vairagyam prayashrayo bhavad iha. Introduction. Since pursuits based on knowledge, renunciation, are sometimes agents of obstruction to pure devotion, they can never be integral parts of devotion. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. The practice of dry Gnosticism and stoic abnegation, Jnana and Vairagya, are unnecessary and generally cannot be beneficial for the faithful devotee who dedicates his heart and all his activities to the service of my lotus feet. Even if Jnana and Vairagya are superficially employed in a preliminary stage, they are nonetheless not to be considered integral parts of pure devotion, which stands independently in her divine super-excellence. Shraddhaya eva kevala bhakti adhikara dhatratvam na jatyadehe kevalena hi bhavena gopyo gavo nagamriga yanye muda dhyo naga siddha mam iyur anjasa. Introduction. It is faith that qualifies one for exclusive devotion, not birth or any other worldly qualification. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Uddhava, simply by their unalloyed hearts did the cowherd ladies, the cows of Vraja, the trees headed by the Yamalarjunas, the animals, the snakes headed by the evil Kaliya, and various objects of stultified intelligence headed by the shrubs and creepers of Vrindavan all attain perfection and swiftly reach me. Herein, sadhana siddha gopis and various other devotees who attain to perfection by pure devotional practice have been referred to. Shastra vihitta swadharma tyage napi bhagavad bhajanam eva kartavyam ஆக்ஞா ஏவ குணாந்தோஷான் மயாதிஷ்டான் அபீஸ்வகான் தர்மான் சம்தியாஜ்ய யஸ் சர்வான் மாம் பஜத் சச்ச சத்தமா. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். ஒன் மஸ்ட் வர்ஷிப் லார்ட் ஹரி ஈவன் இஃப் இட் இஸ் நெசசரி டு அபேண்டன் ஸ்கிரிப்சுரலி என்ஜாயின் பிரிஸ்கிரைப் டியூட்டீஸ் டு டூ சோ. வேர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம். In the scriptures of religion, I, the Supreme Lord, have instructed men of all statuses of life in their duties. Duly comprehending the purificatory virtue of executing those prescribed duties, as well as the vice of neglecting them, one who abandons all allegiance to such dutifulness in order to engage in my devotional service is the best of honest men, sadhu. சர்வஜீவாவதாராணாம் அபி ஆத்மஸ்வரூபா ஸ்வயம் ரூபோ விரஜகிஷோர ஏவ சகல ஸ்வரூப விருதிரச சமாஹார மதுரபாவேன ஸ்ருதிஸ்மிருதி விஹித பதி தேவதாதி நிஷ்டா பரித்யாகேனைவ தத்கிருதா புதலகேர் ஈவ ஜீவைஹி காம ரூபானுகத்யேன பஜனியா நிகில க்லேஷ துஷ்டாசுர சமாஜபதி புத்ராதி பயாத் ச ரக்ஷிஷ்யதி ஏவ தஸ்மாத்வம் உத்தவோத்ருஜ்ய சோதனாம் பிரதிச்சோதனாம் பிரவிருதிஞ்ச நிவிருதிஞ்ச ஸ்ரோத்தவ்யம் ஸ்ருதம் ஏவச்ச மாமேகம் ஏவ சரணம் ஆத்மானம் சர்வதேஹினாம் யாஹி சர்வாத்ம பாவேன மயாசியாஹி அகுதோ பயஹ. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். தி ஒரிஜினல் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் இஸ் விரஜகிஷோரா, the adolescent cowherd boy of Vrindavan, and he is the soul of all souls and of all incarnations of God as well. Actually, forsaking the Vedic and allied scriptural injunctions of allegiance to husband and venerable personages headed by the demigods, one should, as the soul's pursuit in divine consorthood, the natural aggregate of all devotional mellows, follow the path of aspiring for union with the transcendental cowherd, exclusively for his transcendental pleasure, and serve him in pure devotion like a play doll in his hands. He unfailingly protects one from the fear of all tribulation, demons, society, husband, son, and family. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Uddhava, totally abandoning the precepts of religiosity incited by the Vedas and corroborated in the Smriti scriptures, rejecting all injunctions and prohibitions, either well known or yet to be known, take exclusive refuge in me, the soul of all beings, Sri Krishna, the sweet absolute. When you can do that with every mellow of your heart, you will be situated in my heart and thus not threatened from any quarter. Jivanam Tyakta Bukti Mukti தேவதான் தராப்தி ஸ்பிரஹானாம் கிருஹித ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணானுகத்யமய ஜீவனானாம் ஏவ நித்யஸ்வரூப சித்திஸ்தத் அந்தரங்க ஸ்ரீ ரூபானுக பஜன பரிகரத்வஞ்ச சம்பத்யதே. மர்த்யோ யதா த்யக்த சமஸ்த கர்மா நிவேதிதாத்மா விசீகர்ஷிதோ மே ததா மிருதாத்வம் பிரதிபத்யமானோ மமாத்ம பூயாய ச கல்பதே வை. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். Utterly abandoning desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation or the desire to become one of the demigods, the souls who embrace the service of Sri Krishna realize their eternal divine identity and attain confidential servitude to the Lord, gaining admission into the group of followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. When the mortal being gives up all worldly attempts, completely offers himself to me and acts exclusively according to my desire, he attains to the state of nectar or positive immortality. He is then accepted. He becomes qualified to enjoy the acme of divine ecstasy, united with me as my family member. Svapriya parikarena vina shri bhagavatopi atma sattayam api anabilasa நாஹம் ஆத்மானம் ஆஷாசே மத்பக்தைஹி சாதுபிர் வினா ஸ்ரீயான் சாத்யந்திகம் பிரம்மான் யேசாம் கதிர் அஹம் பரா. இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். ஈவன் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் does not wish to lead a life without the company of his beloved associates. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O best of the Brahmanas, without the company of those sadhus for whom I alone am the only shelter, I desire neither the bliss of my own nature nor my six opulences. Ananya Bhajanam Eva Sri Bhagavato Bhaktanancha Parasparam Tyaga Sahane Karanam E Dara Gara Putrapta Pranan Vitam Imam Param Hitvama Sharanam Yatha Katam Thams Tyaktum Utsahe. Introduction. In exclusive devotion, the Supreme Lord and His devotees cannot tolerate each other's separation. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. They have left home, son, wife, relatives, wealth, life, this world, the next world, just to surrender to me. How can I ever dream of leaving them? Madura rasas eva Srihari vashikarane mukyatvam tatra dishti tasya darshanam eva sampurna darshanam mayi nirbandha hridaya sadava samadarshana vashe kurvanti mambhaktya sat sriya sat patim yata. Introduction. Divine consorthood is the principal subduer of Srihari, and the vision of those who adopt it is perfect and complete. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. As a chaste wife charms her virtuous husband, the sadhus of poised vision who adore me with all their hearts similarly charm me by the influence of their love. Sri Leela Purushottamasya Svechakrita Swashraya Vigraha Gananugatyamaya Nijanitya Vrijavastava Mula Parichaya Prakashe Preeti Tattvas Eva Maulikatvat Nyayadi Asya Tad Ashritatvam Tad Adinatvancha Dvijasya Hari Bhakta Vashyatvancha Prakashitam. Aham Bhakta Paradino Hi Aswatantra Eva Dvija Sadhubir Grastha Hridayo Bhaktir Bhakta Janapriyaha. Introduction. The original Supreme Lord of Divine Pastimes, the son of the King of Raja, is by nature submissive to his surrendered souls by his own sweet will. In the manifestation of the Lord's eternal fundamental identity, it is revealed that because love is everything to him, law is naturally dependent upon and thus subordinate to love, and a Brahmana is subordinate to the devotee of the Lord. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O my dear Brahmana, I am subordinate to my devotee, and therefore I am like one who has no independence. The sadhu devotees have captured my heart, and not to speak of my devotees, those who are devoted to my devotees are also dear to me. Sri Krishna Prapannesu Tyaktya Kilasvajana Padarmeshu Tad Padaika Rateshu Tad Virahakatareshu Sri Bhagavato Nijanama Prema Parikara Vigraha Leela Rasa Pradanena Paramat Mayavat Paripalana Pratishruti Rupa Paramashvashavani Tam Aha Bhagavan Preshtam Prapannarti Haro Harihi Ye Tyakta Loka Dharmascha Mad Artetan Vibharmi Aham. Introduction. For the devotees who have surrendered to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, who have given up their families and prescribed duties for him, and who, within their deep absorption in his service, feel broken-hearted by his separation, the Lord's message of supreme reassurance is his pledge, as the most intimate family member, to maintain the life of his devotee by giving his own name, affection, associates, body, and the ambrosia of his pastimes. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. The Supreme Lord Srihari, the vanquisher of the anguish of his surrendered souls, told his dearmost surrendered soul, Uddhava the messenger, I personally maintain those who have given up their prescribed duties and social obligations for me. Iti Shri Prapanna Jivanamrite Sri Bhagavad Vachanamritam Nama Navamo Dhyayaha. Thus ends the 9th chapter, Words of Nectar from the Supreme Lord, in Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls, Positive and progressive immortality